believe some of the greatest men in the world. Give a good round of applause to Pastor George Martin. Come on.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Are we ready to launch here? All right. All right. I am too. And then I had my vitamins this morning. I had my breakfast. I kissed my wife. But more importantly than that, I sought the face of God this morning. I woke up praising Him. I thank Him for what He's done in my life. You know, the first thing that we ever need in our life always to have before us is thankfulness. Thankfulness. Today I'm going to talk to you about confession that leads to victory. Confession that leads to victory. Very important. So my message has those three points. Confession and the word leads and then victory. Because I'm going to tell you that a lot of people, everybody in their life is constantly confessing something. Okay? You're constantly saying, I can't, I can, I won't, I will, I shouldn't. And you're confessing things over your life. And before you think that this doesn't have anything to do with you, but it does, with everyone here, hear me out just shortly. We're all going to speak just very briefly. Just be speaking. But the word confession, okay, comes from, in the Word of God, the word homologia, which means to say the same thing. You know, if you guys are sitting, or if I'm, somebody's caught, if mom thinks they're caught with their hand in the cookie jar kind of thing, they want you to say, did you tell me you did this? Or if the tool is broken or whatever, you know, the dad comes by. Or if you're arrested, whatever, if you want somebody to confess. We had some vandalism at the women's home about a week ago. I'd love for somebody to come by. And I'm not looking at you guys. But I'm saying I would love for somebody to come by and confess that, you know. And to say the same thing. Confession means to say the same thing. To say, now, you did do that. You did break this tool. Or you did take the tool. Or you didn't. So a lot of times I'm asking my boys, because they work on stuff themselves. I said, I know you had that one tool last, you know, and they said, no, I put it back, you know. I want them to confess to that, to say the same thing. And because you know what? What you are saying, what you say, the words you say, the words you speak will create your environment. Listen to me. The words you speak will create your environment. Okay? Your words will create your world. They do. Because you say, well, you just can't. Then I'd like to just create a Ferrari out there for myself or something like that. No, but listen. Godward says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And what you ultimately do say, and not in a fantasy fashion, but what you really are speaking over yourself and to others, and what you're thinking, okay, is really what's creating your world. And your words, listen to me, your words will either imprison you in aspects in life, contain you, limit you, or they will liberate you, they will free you. Words will either imprison you, limit you, hinder you. I mean, one of the most self-limiting statements is, I can't. Who says so? I said so. I can't. It's a self-limiting statement. Self-limiting statement. Your words will create your world. And your confession imprisons you or frees you. So what are you saying or believing about yourself? That's my first question, my first challenge to all you guys here today. Young and older. What are you saying about yourself? You know, and that never changes. I'm 52. I still have to be mindful about what I say about myself. The words that are going to create my world for the next months, days, weeks, months, years. Confession is an act of faith. You will always act upon what you believe. And what you say will always reflect what you really believe. And how you act will always reflect what you truly believe in. Amen? Amen. And see, because faith is a now. Faith is not tomorrow. Hope is tomorrow. But the evidence of faith is in things unseen, right? Substance in what? In what I'm hoping for. The substance of it. Touch, feel, and taste. And your faith. So don't talk to me about, oh, I believe in this and I believe in that. And then I see or hear that you've done this or that. Something contrary to that. Because your faith is now. Faith is now in your life. But what is your faith in? So I'm talking about confession that leads to victory. And the first thing I'm talking about is confession. To say the same thing. To say the same thing what? To say the same thing that God's Word says about you. Is the kind of faith in confessing that I'm talking about. I often teach these guys to pray the Word of God over themselves. A lot of people never, I talk to people and they never even thought of that. I mean, take a psalm and just, I personalize it. I have many places in my Bible that says that I mark out you or whatever. I put I. In some places I put my name. And I pray that over myself. Deuteronomy 28, the first 15 verses. I pray that over myself probably 5,000 times. 365 days a year. Sometimes, you know, multiple times, thousands of times. I pray what God's Word says I can be. Confession. Confession. Confession that leads to victory. You got to confess by faith the Word of God over yourself. Because you know what? The integrity of the Word, listen, the Word of God, the integrity of the Word stands by itself. It doesn't need you. Okay, the issue is you and me. The integrity of the Word stands for itself. God watches over His Word. Listen to me. Many of you have never thought about that concept. God, we always want to say, well, God's got my back. God's this, you know, kind of like He's a nursemaid. You know, walk, you know, wiping His apron. I gotta come after Christy. I gotta come after Johnny. Yeah, I gotta come after Art. I gotta follow Gary. Oh, Gary. Hey, listen. I got a strong word for you. Are you ready for a strong word? Okay, hear me now. This is a strong word. This is me. Okay, don't start choking on it. Okay, get rid of self-pity. Self-pity belongs in the pit of hell. Okay? God watches over His Word. And it's His Word that keeps you. He's not running around looking after you directly. He's done that already. Okay? So you know what? I tell my children they need to go do this. Or they need to do that on a little mini farm. Whether they do gravel or whether they're going to do this or they're going to cut something down or they're going to run. I got a tractor, a big tractor. Okay, I tell them, I teach them, I show them, I involve them. That's what God does with you. He tells you, but then He shows you. Then He involves His life with you, because if He just tells you, you'll forget. That's why in the Word of God He says, remember, 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 because God does tell. But He also shows, because if He shows you, you'll remember. If He just tells you, forget. If He shows you, you'll remember. But if He involves you, then involves Himself in your life, then you understand. So He tells you, He shows you, then He involves His life in you. We'll talk about how that happens. And now then He says, so go do it. So you know what? When I got, you know, a lot of these guys here know my sons, especially my older son. When I tell Matt or John Henry, you got to go do this, go do that. You know, I may check in on them, but I'm not there hiding around the corner watching. I'm not there watching every step. You know what? And I'm probably say, well, I don't know. I think God's right. I'm not saying God's not right here. But you know what He says? God's Word says in the Psalm, He judges us from the inside of His eyelids. Was not looking. What's written on top of the Teen Challenge? Whole giant wooden sign when you come in. A designated wilderness. Taken from Deuteronomy 8. For God brought you all this way. Out of deliverance, right? Into this wilderness. To do what? To test you, try you. See what's in your heart. Whether or not you obey your commands. So confession. Okay, confession that leads to victory. We got to understand, we got to say the same thing. Confession means to say the same thing. I want to say the same thing about myself that God says about me. Because God watches over His Word. And that's why often you'll wonder, you go off in a certain direction in life, and you wonder, well, why, you know, why didn't God bless it? Or why isn't this happening, okay? In certain things that it just is calamity. I'm not talking about trials, you know. God, Jesus said, in this world you'll have trials and tribulations. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Okay? So if I'm in Christ, I can overcome. I can get through these trials and tribulations. But okay, but a lot of times you guys, you know, end up in spots that you shouldn't be, and then, you know, you follow, and everything crazy happens in your life. That kind of didn't work out. I should have hit it harder, huh? You know? Then, you know, crazy things happen, right? Where's my drummer? Well, crazy things happen in life. Well, you know what? That's because you started walking and operating outside the Word of God for your life. And it will never work. Just like the math. You guys know, it's like math. I tell these guys
You work the word like math. 4 + 4 = 8. Always works. You do buildings that way. You measure carpeting that way. You measure this. You cut a piece of drywall this way. You do this. 4 + 4 = 8. It's not 4 + 4. You know, but people come along. No, I think my culture, the way I am and what I believe, my age and everything, 4 + 4 = 7. And they want to talk to you all. They want to take all your time up. They want to take all your stupid friends, want to take all your time and energy up and the whores and say, talk to you about, let's just talk about how 4 + 4 = 7. Let's just talk about it. It's cool. 4 + 4 = 7, man. And all kinds of lies. And it's bound in that. And it goes nowhere. Just like if we wanted to build something on that kind of math, on measuring rules that didn't add up and didn't, you know what? It would all collapse. It wouldn't match. It wouldn't meet. They couldn't even mix colors by that. It's all by math. The 4 + 4 = 8. And you know what? You can work that math backwards. 4 - 8 = 4. So I cannot do the will of God, and God says, this is what's going to happen. You do my will, this is my blessings. Don't do my will, this is what happens. So you can see the word will work either way, forwards or backwards. So the first thing you got to understand, confession that leads to victory, is you got to confess, say the same thing. And I don't mean parroting, say that you believe, say the same thing. I confess what God's word says over me. I am this. I can do this. I am this. What God's word says, not whether you feel it or not. Not whether you feel like it or not. You know, Pastor Gary, I've known him for a long time. And he's a very kindred friend of mine, very close. And he always calls me man of God. And there are times when he's on the phone encouraging me, you know, I don't feel like the man of God. But God's word said, feelings betray you. But the word of God never will. So I receive that. When he calls me and I'm having a stress day or I'm just, you know, struggling, battling. I don't struggle, I battle. I'm an overcomer. Your words, like I said, create your world. Our confession imprisons us or frees us. Turn with me to 1 John very quickly. 1 John, right toward the end. John, Jude, Revelation. 1 John 6 through 9. First John chapter 1, 6 through 9. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth, okay? But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But, I wrote that word in my Bible, the word but. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we confess our sins, to say the same thing. Many people are led astray because they think they can go up and they can repeat something, and that's part of confession. They can repeat something and keep going to an altar and repeat something that the pastor tells them or something, and that somehow does something for it. You need to confess what the Word of God says about you. Okay, but here's a problem, and this is why you guys are in a discipleship program, and this is why all you men need to always be in discipleship, to be under someone, to receiving continually the Word of God. And that's, if I don't know the Word of God, how can I confess it? Come on. If I don't know the Word of God, how can I confess it? That's why I always tell the guys that complete, and I meet with them, and I encourage them, I say, you know, one of the first signs, other than a lack of thankfulness, one of the first signs to backsliding in anybody's life, a Christian's life, is if they start getting out of devotions. You know, when they start getting out of the Word of God, I'm telling you, young men, that's the first sign. You know, and so you don't feel, I want to release you from something. God's Word says the flesh is enmity, is an enemy of the things of the Spirit, your flesh. The three-part being, right? We don't have time to get in that. But you know what? Your flesh will never want to get into the Word of God. So don't start getting all hung up like, I don't feel like, I must be something wrong, I don't feel like doing my devotion today. Man, you know what? It's just, you know, your spirit man must harness the flesh and make it do what it wants to do. You know, I mean, in a way, my flesh would rather not even be here today. It'd rather be whatever, you know, watching something or doing something or, you know, relaxing with a Coke or something like that. But, you know, but my spirit man says, no, that's you'll die in that. You'll die in early age, you'll get corrupt. Your spirit man needs to control you. That's a tangent. But you know, it says right here in that it says you've got to confess to say the same thing God says about you. You know, true humility is seeing yourself as God sees you. Jeremy? So you got to quit this comparison thing. I'm doing okay, you know. I don't care, even your pastor, whoever. You don't want to compare yourself against the Word of God. Only against the Word of God. So you got to confess. Confession that leads to victory. Leads. Okay, let's talk about leads. Okay? I hand out a bookmark often that says, the secret of your future is hidden inside your daily routine. I give these guys bookmarks. You should speak on this like twice a year. The secret of your future is hidden inside your daily routine. Okay, where does that come from? Galatians. Galatians 6, right? Turn to it so you can read it. Galatians 6, right? To the left, a couple books. Galatians 6. It says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, he will also reap. For he who sows to the flesh will reap flesh in the flesh corruption. And who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. What does that have to do with confession that leads to victory? Okay? Listen. If I confess things of the flesh, if I confess, man, I gotta have this, I want this, or this or that. If I confess things of the flesh, well then that will lead to defeat over myself. But if I confess, if I say the same, if I confess things of life over myself, that will lead to life. But often, and you know, confession, listen, isn't just what the mouth speaks, it's what your head's saying. That's what you guys gotta get. Confession that leads to victory. Confession is what, you know, I'm saying first in my mind. And really even from the mind, it's what's really in my heart. So again, I asked this early on. So what are you confessing to yourself lately? What have you been confessing about yourself? I can't do this. Man, I'm only in it for this. I got enough of Jesus. I think I'm doing pretty well. You have to confess the Word of God over yourself. That's what you speak over yourself. The Word of God. And so confession that leads to victory. Leads. Okay? Your trajectory will determine your destiny. Okay? That's what I mean. Leads. Confession that leads to victory. If I confess the Word of God over myself, if I know and confess, if I hear, totally different teaching, if I hear, faith is all about hearing, understanding, coming to an agreement with, and aligning yourself. That's how faith works. That's how biblical faith. You gotta hear it, you gotta understand it. It's all in the parable of the sower. You gotta hear it, you gotta understand it. If you don't hear it, ain't gonna happen. Faith comes by hearing, right? You gotta understand it. If you don't understand it, that's why you have to have discerning men of God. You know, why are people led astray in many, most of the churches in the buildings right now? Because people are misinterpreting, they're not understanding, even the people that are from the pulpit, they're not understanding the Word of God. They're manipulating, twisting it, they're distorting it, the Word of God, for some kind of other agenda. Okay? But you gotta hear the Word of God. Faith is all about hearing the Word of God, right? Understanding the Word of God, and then coming to an agreement with it. You gotta make a decision. You gotta make a decision. You have to come into agreement with it. And then you have to align yourself with what that Word says. That's faith. That's the faith that leads to victory. Okay? Confession that leads to victory is saying by faith what the Word of God says about you. Hey, listen. For those of you that have received the new Spirit in your life and are born again, right before that happened, did you all of a sudden feel saved? No. It's something that happened that you can't almost even explain. You can just talk about it. That's the same thing. Confession that leads to victory. You may not be feeling it. You may not even be that right now. But as you confess it over yourself, again, I'm not just saying like a parrot over yourself, but you confess to say the same thing God says about you. Listen, He's our Father. I've got two boys that I constantly affirm. You can do this. You can be this. Excellent. You know? I'm affirming where they're going. You know, I went on a canoe trip just recently and caving down in the Mammoth Caves there, and we did the canoe along the Green River there. And my children know how to canoe. We do all these sporty things. But I took my younger two children, and I was encouraging because the river was running pretty fast. But we knew what we're doing. We did a tune-up the week before in a big lake. But I'm telling them how to do it right. I'm telling them how we're going to do it. You know what I mean? I'm not telling them how we need to do it wrong to destruction. I'm telling them how to paddle right, how to paddle correctly. I'm saying when you see that V in the water, we go right through that V because that's where the open water is and not the rocks. You know, I'm how to read the river. You know, I'm telling them the truthful things in life. That's what God's Word's saying about you. I'm telling my children the truthful things so that we can have an enjoyable and exciting experience. We canoed even into a cave. The water goes right into these caves, you know. Really cool stuff. Flashlights and everything, you know. And I'm speaking truth to them. I'm encouraging them. That's what God's saying to you. Because He knows. How is it that many of you know that Lordship is giving up your life to serve, but yet He who knows tomorrow, you don't even let Him make decisions for you. Confession that leads to victory. So leads, I'm talking about the trajectory that determines destiny in your life. Trajectory does. Once you let go a ball, Pastor Gary, if we're playing, if we're tossing, you know, and I kind of go like this, and you're going to throw it to me, and all of a sudden, when you let it go, you know if it's good. You know, like when you shoot or even bowling, you know the minute you let go, that's, oh, it's sweet. And then you know a lot of times you just hit it back, could get it back real quick, throw it again. Because their trajectory, once that trajectory is determined, once the trajectory is set, it determines its destiny, right? Okay? You don't, even if you're shooting, if I'm shooting at, if I'm bird hunting or something like that, once I shoot, I don't start taking the barrel of the shotgun going over, you know? If I don't lead the birds right or something like that. You understand what I'm saying? It's done. Once you shot, the trajectory is set, and the destiny is determined. So the future of your destiny is hidden inside your daily routine. Don't talk to me how you want to do this or that, but you're not doing these things every day to get there. Whether it's eating healthy, getting in shape, learning, trying to get a job, what are you doing? You know, plans without timelines are only dreams. Okay, confession that leads to victory. Confession to say the same thing God's Word says about you. Confession is to say the same thing God's Word says. You got to pray that over yourself. You got to know that. You got to speak that over yourself. Your words will create your world. Your confession imprisons you or frees you. Even in Romans 10, what does it say? To confess. If you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth. Okay? But you got to believe in your heart, confess with your mouth. Then that leads to salvation. But even confession, there is a result of believing. And that word believing really comes from be living. Would you be living? Are you going to be living? Or would you be living for the Lord? And then confessing that. I am, even though I may be here and God wants me, I'm living for the Lord to get there. Victory. Confession that leads to victory. Victory. I win because Christ has already won. Amen? I win because Christ has already won. So how do you, here's my first question for you guys to challenge you. My first question was, what are you saying or believing about yourself? My next one is, how do you define victory for your life? How do you define victory for your life? Are you living in compromise? How do you define victory for your life? Are you living in a comparison type of way? Are you comparing your kind of life? Well, I think I'm doing pretty good compared to... Don't do that. You hear me? Don't compare your life to anyone else's, your brothers or anybody. Don't do that. Don't do that. I don't care what your parents, you know. I've been real careful not to compare one child against the other, you know. Don't do that. You compare yourself, like I said, true humility is seeing yourself as God sees you. Don't talk to me about humility. And I won't talk to you about humility. We need to see ourselves as God sees us. And then we're going to be in humility to one another. Amen? Victory. How do you define victory for your life? You know what? Listen to me. This is another hard word. You can love God. Listen to me. You can love God, be saved, and still live in defeat. You can love God, be saved, and still live in defeat. It's all throughout the Word. The children of God were often bound in captivity. You can love God. Listen, you guys need this. This is a hard word. You can love God. See, God's not your... I gotta go back to this. God is not Mr. Rogers with a beard on, man. He is not your high school guidance counselor. He's not your mama. Okay? He is the creator of the universe who loves you. And that's what gives you value. I'm a person of value because God loves me. Can't go into that. Okay? But he loves you. And that's what gives you value. But you can love God, be of value to him because he loves you. There's no one who's not of value because he loves you. Love creates value, right? Right? If one of you guys from your grandchildren or from a child had some kind of scribbly little thing, like I've got little scribbly things, Papa, I love you in this little thing, and that was found on the floor, the cleaning person would just take that and throw it away. Not some great work of art, you wouldn't post that. But why is it of value to me? Why if one of your brothers or sisters or children or nephews, if they write you something, you save that? And they drew you this little goofy picture. Or some little child from an orphanage that you visited on a missions trip or something like that wrote something to you. Thank you so much. You know? Why is it of value? Because of love creates value. God loves you. So you can be a man of value sitting there, and you are a man of value because God loves you. You can be saved. But you can still be living in defeat. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 2:14. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can they be known by him, because they are spiritually discerned. Okay? Listen, you cannot walk as the natural man. So that's why I'm saying confession. So you don't want to confess. You can say, well, I don't feel like it. In my flesh, I don't feel like, you know, I don't feel like being rich. I don't feel rich. I'm poor. I got this going on. I'm good. Listen, I'm not talking you confess like some kind of crazy person, but you don't confess your circumstances to you. You may be disgusted and busted, but you don't have to confess that over your life. You can confess what God says about you. Okay? Listen. When we were canoeing, we kind of messed up at one point, no danger or anything, but we kind of started turning around a little bit and going to the side, I mean, pretty radically, you know, and missing everything. And we just stopped. I kind of backpedaled, and I told my children, this is how you need to do it. This is how you need to do it. I didn't start talking how they did it wrong to get us there. I didn't start talking the bad man. I said, this is how we need to do it. This is how you need to do it. This is how you need to do it. And that's what God's Word says. This is how you need to do it. You know, we could have sat there all stinking day long on the side of that riverbank. I could have been yelling at him, calling him stupid or whatever. What would that have got us? Wouldn't have made joy or life. Wouldn't have got us down the river. Right? You know, a lot of you guys, you have a problem confessing God because you don't have that relationship. Because you know what? Because all you see, listen to me, all you see are rules. But rules without relationship will always yield and result in rebellion. That's from Tony Evans. I gotta still give him credit for that. Rules without relationship will always result in rebellion. All you see this is a bunch of stinking rules. Do and do not. Kind of guidelines. If I do, and then some of you want to just hijack the Word of God. Take a little bit, and you can benefit from the Word of God, right? Just hijacking. But you know, that's not life. You gotta understand, God's not there with just a bunch of rules trying to keep you in line. God loves you. This is instruction in your life. He loves you. That's the value that he's created in you. And he wants you to follow his instruction. Why? And confess the same thing he says about you. Why? The instruction. So that you can have victory in your life. Amen. So you can have victory in your life. Because the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit. So when you confess things, you're confessing things in your spirit man by faith. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That confession is a confession of what God says over me by faith in my spirit. I can prosper. I can have joy in my life. I can have a successful marriage. I can be wealthy and not have my wealth rule me. I can be a giver. in all ways, in all things. I can have health in my life. But you got to read what the Word of God says about you. Hebrews 4 says that the Word, you don't have to turn to it. Hebrews 4 said the Word of God is living and powerful, right? Talks about how it even goes and divides unto the innermost parts of the soul. But it's living in power. His Word is living, guys. His Word is now. Confession is now. I confess His Word, which is living in me, which is now by faith. Not hope later, which is now. Faith embodies hope now. Because it's the trajectory of where I'm going. If today I decide I'm going to start spending more than I make every week. If today I decide a new trajectory in my life, that I'm going to start spending more than I make, I will become what? Broke, poor, and dead. But if today I decide I am going to start saving more than I spend, I will become what? Yeah, it's a trajectory. Don't you understand? And the trajectory of the Word of God by confession is to victory. When I hear, understand, confess, say the same things about me, what the Word of God says, that leads to victory. You want to replace the negative or dead things in our life with the positive or the living things of God. Listen, you want to replace the negative, and that's a constant process. It's like the water pouring into a cup that just because of the atmosphere, there's dust blowing, and that's how you keep cleansing. You just keep pouring water, it kind of flushes it through. That's how the Word of God needs to be in you. That's how it is in me, because there's always stuff that is not of God coming in, because of just our humanness, our carnality. Just driving on the road puts stuff in you, you know? You have to replace the negative constantly. You've got to replace the negative or dead things in your life with the positive or living things of God. Always. And that's done through confession that leads to victory. Confession through prayer. Confession to say the same thing that God says about you in prayer. Read a psalm. Pray the psalm over yourself. Man, this is a powerful psalm. Then pray it over yourself. This is a part I encourage these guys to read the proverb they're supposed to. Every morning, read the proverb of the day, right? 31 Proverbs. Today's the 16th, read Proverbs 16. Okay, that was told to me when I was a young man. I've done that. It's one of the most influential things in my life. I've been doing for, over 30 years. Okay? But often, I'll read a proverb and I'll say, man, or part of it, I'll just stop and I'll pray that part of the proverb over me. Confession that leads to victory. John 15:7 says, if you abide in me, my word shall abide in you, right? And that whatever you ask, it should be done to you. Confession that leads to victory. Confession that leads to victory is the kind of confession that keeps me abiding in His word and His will. Jesus said, if you abide in me. What does that mean? See, a lot of you guys don't get this. You know, you get hyper-spiritual out here, and then you don't apply. You got teachings down there. Often you're using some kind of legalistic format to beat other people with and stuff like that. Listen, faith and reason are together. Faith and reason are all together. Confession that leads to victory. Help me, Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. When I confess, I'm abiding in Christ. I'm giving you just such a fundamental teaching. I mean, this is a compass point teaching. Just like a compass has points on it. And then technically there's points in between the points. They don't show the points. So there's all kinds of teachings. They're all on the compass. But this is kind of a cardinal point teaching. This is a north, south, east, or west. This is one of those main that you have to do. And God's Word says that He, the Word, is telling us, showing us, and involved in His life through Christ. Involved us in His life through Christ. When I confess the Word, I'm abiding in Christ because the Word is life. The life was manifest, showed me how to live. So when I confess not just Christ, but who Christ is, what Christ says, the entire Word of God. When I know and I confess His Word in my life, I'm abiding in Him. Quick story, and I finish. About 5-8 years ago, because I know I was in the ministry, because I went down, I had to go down to Florida, because we were running this donation software we still run. You know, nobody kind of knew it. We were paying, you know, a couple $1,000 a year. I'm thinking, we're not even using this thing right. So we're a small ministry, so I go down instead of sending Patty, our administrator, you know. And so I take a cheap flight to Palm Springs. Guy picks me up in his little minivan, private, one of those private little, you know, taxi services. And you could tell this guy has done this 1,000 times, 10,000 times. So he starts making small talk. What are you doing here? Blah, blah. And then just it was like smooth. In between, I don't have a card with me, but in between his fingers like this, flicks back. He goes, well, why you're at the blah, blah, blah software conference? He has his card right there. On one side, a bunch of, a bunch of naked women, picture, four color picture, you know, on the other side, some, because in Florida they got true triple X or whatever clubs, you know, and down in Florida, and totally new clubs. And so he flips that, he goes, well, why you're down here? He goes, my brother-in-law has blah, blah. And I just kind of, and this just came like this, guys. This just came like, I can't snap my fingers. It just came like this. He's coming, I go like this. I look at it like this, and I go, that's not me. I go, that's not me. I said it, and the card goes kind of slowly back. And I thought, that's kind of a strange way. But then I'm saying, yeah, that's not me. I didn't get all, I didn't start making kind of half-Christian, weak-kneed excuses, you know? And the guy says, what do you mean? And I began to speak the word of God to him. Then my hotel was not even 5 minutes away. We sat in the parking lot for 45 minutes with me ministering the word of God to this guy with him in tears. I didn't have to start quoting thee and thou and beating him on the head. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I confessed to him, that's not me. I confessed to him, that's not me. You got to confess what the word says over you. And then that will lead to the victory in your life. It's instruction. Just like if you came to my house and started trying to tell John Henry whatever, how you could do something with my tractor, or go ahead and step down on the deck with the deck turning and all the wheels and everything, because it's got this big deck. And you'd say, John Henry, you can go ahead, just jump over. He'd say, no. My dad says I always got to shut down the PTO, he'd say, or something like that, before I step down. Because he would confess that leads to life. You couldn't mislead him to death. You understand what I'm saying? And your Heavenly Father, who loves you, who, and that's the value that you have in your life, because He loves you. Not because you're good looking, not because you're young, not because you act right, not because you're here or sitting this or say yes sir, yes ma'am, not because you take care of your mom, not because you know, you're of value because God loves you, and because He loves you, He has instruction for you, and if you confess that instruction over yourself, that will lead to the victory in your life. Amen? Amen. So let's stand up. We're going to finish with a confession. And you guys know which one I'm going to do, don't you? Huh? Do you guys know which one am I going to do? Huh? Right. 1 John 5:3 and 4. Come on, guys, we're going to confess this. For this is the love of God. That I can obey His commandments. Because His commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is born of God
overcomes this world.
And this is the victory. Even our faith. Amen. Amen. Give Him the clap offering. Hallelujah. God, You're great. We thank You. Just stay standing. Guys, just remember this. Please, right, remember this, that your confession, what you say about you, will either imprison you, it will, or it will free you. Your words will create your world. Words are powerful. God's word says that in the tongue is life and death, blessings are cursing, right? I could go on to tell you stories about how I've cursed things,
by just how I spoke about them. All you guys know, I believe this is a time, Pastor Gary, I'm not just trying to, this is the Holy Spirit moving. All of us, me included, as men, there have been huge wounds. Out of the tongue come life and death, blessing. There have been things spoken into your lives, listen to me, that have caused great wounds in all of us. You may still be carrying them. Great wounds. God wants to heal those. Okay? This is leading up to an altar call. Right where you're at. Listen. You need to confess the same thing. That's why we read in 1 John, if I confess my sins, is faithful and just to forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. You know what? It may not be your fault. You know, like there's generation of sins for thousands of years, 6,000 years from Adam on. Okay? And those sins just multiply and build up and then go in somebody else, and then you kind of like a bad cold. You know, you give a little bit of that sin to, from all the way back to you, and you give some to him, you give some to him, your child, you know, what you need. But God wants to cleanse you and heal you from that. All you and me. He don't want you walking around like the wounded. Okay? You know, I'm not saying there's not going to be scars, but scars are different than a festering wound. Come on. Scars are different than a festering wound. I don't want you walking around with festering wounds. You know, you're going to have scars. Jesus had scars. He said, listen, you want to follow me? You got to pick up your cross and you got to follow me. We're going to all have scars. But at least the scar means it's healed. But there's a lot of you guys walking around that you keep picking. You keep picking. That's the word. You keep picking at your wound. And it doesn't heal. You gotta quit picking on your wounds and you gotta allow God to heal it. You gotta get out of self-pity. Self-pity comes from the pit of hell. That's where self-pity is. The pit of hell. You need to allow God to instruct you. God to heal you. God to love on you. Not another man. You need to quit going to your accountability partner. I'm not saying that's wrong, but you need to get God to heal you. Yeah. Accountability partners and men of God, pastors, are to point the way. Last thing, Pastor Gary wants everybody to come up the pulpit and then go home with them in the car and go, okay, I'm your healing, I'm your strength, I'll feed you. He's pointing the way to healing, to strength. Confess what God says for your life. Nobody else. That's where real healing is going to come. That's when you get into the scriptures and read it. Confess what God says for your life, and that will always lead to victory. Amen. Thank you.
Let's give him a good God bless you. Amen.